Sagt der Mishnah und darf Yudzayin mit Beis. Bei Shammai Oimrim, Ein Scheurin, Dioi Vissamonim, Vikalshinim, Elo Kadesh Yashurim, Iboi Dioim. This is the din of Shvisas Kalim. Bei Shammai holds that you're not allowed to soak. Soak is because of the Issa of Lisha. When you have Dioi and Samonim, you have dyes and all types of Samonim that come for Tseva. When you make this paint, you can't just put the paint materials. You have to put it together with water. It soaks together. Now, Lisha doesn't necessarily mean you have to be lush like we understand Lisha to be. Tomorrow's going to discuss. When you're lush, you take Kemach and you do the Maisa Lisha with your hands. And you knead. But here, the Lisha is taking place automatically after it sits and soaks. It gets absorbed together. That's Maisa Lisha. So, Ein Shogin Dioivis Samonim of Kashinim. You can't do this Maisa because your Kalim now are doing the Issa, the Raisa of Lisha. Elo Kadesh Yeshur Miboid Yoim. Unless the Lisha already takes place Miboid Yoim. The combining of the paints and the Samonim and the Dioi have to already absorb in one another Miboid Yoim, then the Maisa Lisha took place Miboid Yoim. But if the Maisa Lisha, even though it's automatic and it's not you doing a Maisa, Beshama Shita is, there's a din of Shvisas Kalim, your Kalim can do a Melacha Deraisa on Shabbos. Kashinim is food, fodder for the animals. Animal fodder. Zog Rashi, Kashinim leMichel Behema. Now, the truth is, I was saying it's Als Lisha. That's how some Yishonim learned, the Ravid. Others learned, the Rambam learns, it's Als Tzevea, Tyoi, that's being Shoira inside the water. You're being Tzevea de Mayim. But the point is, they're both Issa de Rises. Either Lisha or Tzevea. But the Shitas Beshamai is that Shvisas Kalim is not allowed to take place even if you don't do the Maisa. Your Kalim, just like it says, that Behemtecha cannot do malach on Shabbos, so too your kelim can't do malach on Shabbos. So Mele has to finish and be done already before Shabbos, before the onset of Shabbos.
So how do you have a Shabbos
clock? We'll see soon Shabbos clock. We've started the Mishnah, but we'll see soon. All these are going to come up. Pasimak Beis Hillel, but we'll see soon. U Beis Hillel Matirin. That's your answer right away. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel say that it's mutter. It's mutter, because there's no din midaraisa at all. Even midabonam on Shvisas Kalim, we'll see soon what Beis Hillel does say that there's an issa on. But there's no din of Shvisas Kalim, so there's no such thing. You're not doing a melacha. You can put anything into Bishul's different, but you can put anything before Shabbos into a kli of yours, and the melacha is taking place on its own in the kli. You're not doing a ma'isa. Beis Hillel matirin. Likewise. You can't put bundles of flax. Over here, Rashi says the is mislabin. So that's also an issa deraisa. Other Rishonim learn, the Matcha learns, it's mevashel. But the point is, it's issa deraisa again. Your kelim can't do on your behalf. Just like this behemtecha, so too it's your kelim. Can do melacha. Or you can't put semer wool into a yoira, which is a tseveya dikadin. It's coloring it. Only if the paint is already absorbed, meaning miboid yoim, but not that the mice of tzviya, the mice of lisha, the mice of bishul, the mice of there's even a tzad that Michael behemet kashinim is zareya. You're taking the animal fodder and you're putting into the water shiashuru to soak it. There's a tzad that the Rambam says it's zareya. So, but the point is the different melechas, the raisa, how to learn in the Rishonim that the Mishnah is referring to. Now, I'm saying the whole time that Bishama Shita is just like the Hemtachad is a Shvisa, so to your Kalim. The Achronim discusses at length, the Blazer Shach, Navi Ezri, and other Achronim, is the din Shvisa's Behema the same as Shvisa's Kalim? Or it's a whole different din? The Hainu. Shvisa's Behema, there's a Tzad and Achronim. It's not a din in the Bailim, of course, it's your behema. But there's a din that your behema has to be shoivis. Just like you have to be shoivis, your behema has to be shoivis. It's a din on the behema. Or no, it's a din on you. A kalim is pasha that it's a din on you. There's no din on kalim. Kalim is inanimate. There's no din that's gezokt after kalim. It's a din on the person. What's an afkamina? There's many afkaminas. One afkamina could be if your kalim are in one country where it's not Shabbos, and by you it is Shabbos. If it's a din on the person, it's a din shvisa on you. If it's din on the behema, so it depends if it's Shabbos, where the behema is or not. There's a shvisa on the behema, it's not the behema. Or another nafkamina achrenim bring. Shnaim shasua, we know there's a ptur midaraisa. So if you have two animals doing the malacha, If it's a din on the behema, maybe it's a two of shnayim shasua. Two animals that are doing this malacha. But if it's a din on the person, it doesn't make a difference how many animals are doing it. The person has to be shoivis. He has to be shoivis. So legabe behema, it's a din on the behema. So then shnayim shasua would maybe be potter. But if it's a din on the person, not on the animal, then it won't be such a ptur. Akaponim, that's shitas beishamai. Zog the Mishnah Vaito. Likewise, again, Basil argue, and they say it's mutter. Weiter, Beishama, oimim ein porsim mitzudois, chayav oifois, dogim, elakadesh yetzunim bodyoim. Meaning that the maizet seder, again, the maizet seder is a melocha that your kelim are doing. You're not doing the maizet seder. You have a trap that traps the animals, that traps the mouse, whatever you're catching. So it has to be domi bodyoim. Now, what does it mean it has to be domi bodyoim? So over here, Tosafot points out, that means that it has to have enough time, this man that should be tzod mi ba'od yoyim, that it's able to be tzod. Zok Teisus, there's two Teisun, ein parsim mitzudos, avagav de b'shavas nami impirish mitzudah in chayiv chatos, she'en yadeim yotzudim lav, how you chayiv chatos, lemaisa, you don't know if it's going to be trapped or not. Zok Teisus, mikomokim gozru lifresh mitzudah defa'omim osa lidei chayiv chatos, goyim b'shavas prisosa yilkoit, meaning, how can you be chai v'chatos if you don't know if it's going to be? It's a suffix. Other things, you know for sure. Your kli is going to now take the dye and it's going to cause the mice alisha or tzviya or zriya. Here, you don't know. What if the animals don't bite today? So how could you be chai v'chatos on something that's a suffix? This is not, you can't be mastering. This, how can you be chai v'chatos? This is in a case where it's right open in front of you, so it's for sure going to happen. As I stated in the Tosefta. Then Tos says in the next verse, v'imtoimar, men yodoy mosa yovea behema. So you tell me it has to be ba'oy yoyim. But if you don't know, you don't know. So how could you ever know? You put it enough. You put it 3 hours before Shabbos. How do you know that's enough? You don't know when it's going to happen. Again, Zok Teisus, B'shem Yerushalmi, Beforish B'chorshin D'metzuyin Shom Chayusa U'mayir B'inyan Zeh Shalai Yuchel Luka B'metzuda Aleph Beis Gimel D'omah Moish Yitzudim V'Yoyim Im Yochel Lutz Gam Chashecha. Number one, we're talking about a place in a forest where there's many animals. But in addition, the trap itself cannot hold more than 2-3 animals. So like this, you know it's going to be full, and it's not going to take place Mishcha Sheikha. Since the dinner shvi says kelim, the ma'aseh tzedek take place before Shabbos, so it has to be in a place where it's for sure going to happen, so yichai v'chatos, and in addition, it has to be in a place where there's not room for any more, so it's not going to happen Mishcha Sheikha once it's full. Zog the Mishnah weiter. U'besil matirin again, Beis Hillel holds that there's no din shvi'as as kelim, and you can have put your traps a minute before Shabbos, and the traps on Shabbos is no problem. Now, we're learning the whole time the din of shvi'as as kelim in Beis Shammai. We'll see soon in the Gemara, and Tosfos later on the end of the sugya. There's another tzad in the Gemara, and the Rabbis Mashmoris is that it's, the way Tosfos learns, that it's a gzeira. It's not a din of shvi'as as kelim. It's a gzeira that we're concerned that you might do it on Shabbos. We don't allow you to do miba oyoyim if there's not enough time to do it on Friday, lest you do this on Shabbos. So in Mele we say that it has to be done miba oyoyim. It's a whole different vart. It's a vart in gzeira. So now, the Chayim Reb Kveiga wants to say that if it's a din in a gzeira dikadin, so then it's not a din in shvisas kelim. So then Tosis discusses that lemaisa, it's a groma. You don't know for sure it's going to happen. I did a maisa. We don't know for sure. That's the Tosis part of Tosis kasha in Hayichai v'chatos. It's a groma maybe. So that's only a kasha in Rabba that it's also gzeira. But if it's a din in shvisas kelim, then what does it make a difference if it happened with groma? It didn't happen directly. It happened right away. It's for sure going to happen. Kalim have to be shavus on Shabbos. So who cares that it came about through a groma? If it's a din in exeri, you might come to do it yourself. So then there's a discussion, maybe not chayiv, it's not chayiv chatos, it's only a groma, it's secondary, it's not direct. Tosis has to answer direct. So Dr. Kvega, this is only on the tzad, that it's not a din in shvi'as kelim, it's a din in exeri, which is going to see soon in Maskana, there's two tzadim in Beishami itself. So the Mishnah Vaita. So that was the part in the Mishnah Lagabi, shvi'as kelim. Now the Mishnah continues, a new din. Ein moichin anochi. You're not allowed to sell to a nochi mi ba'od yoyim ve'in toinim imoy. You're not allowed to lift, fill up, and load him on his donkey ve'in magbiin olav or lift on himself on ksefoy because elo kadesh yagia l'makom korev unless he comes to a makom korev mi ba'od yoyim because it's maris ayin dekadin. We know that amir la'akum is a shvus So it looks like you're telling the guy to do on your behalf and take, you're selling it to him. It's his already. But people don't know that. It's my sign. It looks like he's a shliach for you. So it looks like you're telling him to do something. So it has to be, he comes to the makam kama by yoim. It's a ma'as ayin dikadin of amir al-akum. Here, it's not negesh shvizis kalim. It's not, you don't own the guy. It's not you. But pshat is, it looks like it's you telling him to do something on your behalf. Ubeisalam atirin, again, we're not choshish, we're not concerned about his din. Beisham oimrim, a nois din, oirois, la'abdon, you cannot give oirois, hides, la'abdon, to a person that works on the hides. V'lokeinim l'koivis, or things that you want to be cleaned by a koivis, nochi, elek deshiasim b'yoyim, unless it's done in the daytime. So the same thing, Beisil holds, it doesn't make a difference if it's done in the daytime or not. You gave it to him before Shabbos, he can do what he wants. But Beishame holds, it has to be done by yom. It's a hemshach of the last din of the Maris Ayin that he's doing for you, the Melacha. Uvekulim Beishilim Atirin im HaShemesh. Beishil allows, as long as Dr. Rashi, Be'oid Chamez Erachas, as long as it's still daytime, the sun is still shining, it's mutter. The Goyin in Bir HaGron, Reish Samach Alav, brings a right from this Rashi, Nalag Benetam, that yom, Rabbi Tam says Yoim continues until Gimel Milin Urviya, even after the sunset. Here we see clearly that Chamez Erachas is before Shkia. That's when it's Mutter. Once it's Shkia, once it's Iskasa the Chamez, right away Shkia. That's the Shkia Rishonah. That's what the Goyin brings a Rai from this Rashi. In addition, he brings a Rai over here, I believe, like Shitzer Rambam, that there's no Din to Sefer Shabbos, only Din to Sefer Yom Kippurim. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a din that you can do it until Chamez Erachas, no din to Sefes. The Bi'alocha talks at length about this going, and he says, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, this is Guvud din to Sefes from Chamez Erachas until the second Shkia. That will be the to Sefes. But Emelitz, who both the Kudis are according to the Rebbeinu Tam and Yushev. But the going brings a Rai from this Rashi. Yeah, Chamez Erachas means the sun is still Zerach. Once it sets, that's Shkia Sachama. Shkia Sachama. So we see till Shkia Sachama is, if Shkia Sachama starts as soon as the sun sets. Not later, like in the town, when it's already dark. And in addition, it says you don't need, there's no din Tosefes. So Bialocha says, Shemesh Zerachas maybe means a little before. It doesn't mean right then. And according to the town, it taka means Tosefes from Shemesh Zerachas until later. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. They were machmir like Beishamai, Zogd Rashi. Gimel Yomim, they gave the koivis of Kli Lovan, was very kosher l'chabes. It was very hard to do. So they gave the goy enough time to finish the Kli Lovan, to clean Gimel Yomim l'fnei Shabbos. Because they were machmir like Beishamai, and it has to be done before. Now, if the goy decides to do it on his own, that's posher, that even Beishamai agrees. That's already hadas atzmoy. But you give him enough time that he can do it before her. They both agree. The Beis Abad, the oil press, you're allowed to put the olives on even before Shabbos, even not enough time for the crush. Why mitamol did they agree? Why would Beis Shammai agree? What happened to Shvisas Kalim? So Rashi says the reason is because here we're talking about that the zeisim already melusokim. The zeisim already, the liquid already came out of the zeisim. So now it's not a melacha de rice anymore, the continuation of the maisa schita. It's not called the maisa schita de rice because the main liquid already was melusokim. You were merasik, you crushed it b'boi joim. Now you're putting on an additional press on the koira over there. That's not an issa de rice. So that is not a din of shvisas kalim. That's only an issa de rabbonon. Shvisas kalim on an issa de rabbonon, that's a big discussion in the achronim. Is Beis Shammai's din shvisas kalim only on a melacha de rice? Like we learned till now in the Mishnah, tzeveya, losh, zereya, mevashel. These were melachas de rice. Once it's already merusokin, it's not an issa de rice, so there won't be an issa shvis kalim, and that's the pshat v'shovin that they both agree. They'd be allowed to put this a second before on the press because it was already crushed beforehand. Now there's a very important thesis we'll talk about briefly, because thesis says as follows: Zok thesis that the bottom thesis that continues to the Amud Aleph from Amud Beis. Basically, the Rabbeinu Tam shita is near Rabbeinu Tam. He was matei de kablonas nochi. Live nice b'Shabbos. If I'm a Kabbalah guy to build for me on Shabbos, a builder, he can build for me on Shabbos. Because we'll see soon later, Rechaim is mutter. The point is that Maisik, a guy doing a malacha for you, a kablonis, he can build a house for you, there's no problem, according to Beis Hillel. Now, Tosis wants to be matcha de raya, and everyone knows Rechaim is different, it's me'atzmon, Mashen, kablonis, they'll say that you told him to do it for you on Shabbos. So maybe it will be osa. The re holds, and the re argues, the re says, which is four lines from the bottom, the horoshog bishmaitz and oyz la'abdon, hainu betolosh deloy mefarsimo, only something that's discreet. It's not mefarsim. And that's why he comes out and he says, in beis acherim, bebeisoy is osa. Only bebeis acherim it's different. But kablonus, which is by mechubal kaka, so it's b'shus yisol, wherever you are, it's mefarsim and milsa. People walk by in the street, they see your house is being built on Shabbos, your construction is taking place, it's osa. They'll think that he's a schir yoim. You think that he's hired for the day. They think you are mitzavim. In reish nun beis lemaisa, the shulchan aruch is mechalik between kablonis bebeisoy of the goy, that's mutter, but bebeis yisol, it's osa, because it looks like shluchoy. And obviously you can't tell him to do something if you're on Shabbos. And then Tosfos finishes off, uberabenu tam and omer aleph yitches, the last line of Tosfos before the Tosfos shonim, uberabenu tam nami, kishabona es beisoy. When Ritam built his own home, loy somach al tshuvosa v'lerotza lahatir. I mean, Ritam held a goy's lot of do melacha, even by mechuba, kablonis, because it's not a schir yoyim. It's not me. It's not my kelim. The goy is doing it. But lemaisa for himself in his own home that he built, he didn't want to be matir and be soymich on his own tshuva. Then Tosfos finishes off, which is halacha lemaisa, besode mutter crash back the besode regilas lasse barisa, so it's an oris, veloy beschir yoim, ushishcholam lenochi letakin menolim. Very negay, you go to the shoemaker, please fix my shoes. Oy liklis, al yoim etase lemochor. I come on Friday, I say, don't do this tomorrow. Do this tomorrow also. Dim kein avak eschir yoim. El etase lechetetze, do it as you please, when you want. I'll be back Monday morning to pick it up. So you have a whole Motzah Shabbos, you have a Sunday, you have a late Friday afternoon to do it. Vim hevel enochi kelev, the guy brings him kelev. V'yoy den, he knows she keeps on Shabbos, it was done on Shabbos. Also, lo loif shom Shabbos, you can't wear it on Shabbos. The omer lekamon nochi shehid legnei b'shul Yisrael, also l'shtamish b'oira. You can't be mishtamish from it. Later on in Kufnun Aleph, there's a din that when the cholo was made for Yisrael, it's also l'oilam, Rashi says. And the Mishmur explains the difference is because over there it's a gnai, because it's used for a kever, so then especially then l'oilam. But usually it's only b'chtei shi'asa, and that's where it can't be used on that Shabbos. Zogti gomor, man tonu nesines mayim l'dioi, zui shri yoson. Who is the one that holds that placing mayim in dioi is the shriya, which is the maisa lisha. Oh, he did is put the water in. He didn't do anything more than that. You put the water in. How is the Mishnah discussing an Issa D'Raisa even if she's a Skelim? You didn't do anything. Oh my God, Yosef Rebbe, it's Shitas Rebbe, the Tanya. Echa noisa kemach. The one person puts in the kemach, the flour. Ve'echa noisa mayim. And the second person puts in the water. Ha'achin chayev divi Rebbe. The one that puts in the water is chayev over here also. When you're seen as mayim li'dioi, that's the Maisa Lisha. Rebbe Yosef Yoyim, no. It's not enough to just merely be the last one to put in the second ingredient, which conches, which makes the Maisa Lisha. You have to do the Maisa Gibul. You have to take it and be losh. Be a dayim. Omele Abaya. So that's Shitas Rebbe. So the Mishnah is like Rebbe. Omele Abaya. Abaya said, V'duma atkan lakom Rebbe Yosi. When did Rebbe Yosi say this din? That Achi Gabul. Ela b'kemach the bar gibul. Kemach is a bar gibul. So merely you need a Maisa Gibul. Aval d'yoy d'la bar gibul. D'yoy is not gibulable. If that's the right word. It's not by Gibul. So Eima Lechayev. So even Rabbi Yossi maybe would agree that Yechayev by Nesinas Mayim Lidioi alone. So Raya, it's like Rabbi. So Gdemar, Loi Saka Daitach. No, Rabbi Yossi's Shita is Achi Gabul, even by something that's not like Kemach. Why? Titania Echad Loi Sinisa Eifel. If someone places the ashes, Vechad Loi Samayim. So again, Achim is Chayev, the Rabbi. So we see over here clearly this is not something that is like kemach, which is bar gibul. Ash is not bar gibul, and still Rabbi Yosef Yudah Shita is achi gabul. So we see clearly the Mishnah is like Rabbi. So what's a raya? V'duma mai efer. Maybe it doesn't mean efer ashes with an aleph, but maybe it means offer. It means dirt, and if it means dirt, then it's like kemach, the bar gibulu. So there's no raya by a gibul. You talking need gibul, but yoy is not a bar gibul. We have two brises where it says one by dirt and one by ashes, and you still Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda argues. So we see he says it even by ashes, which is not by gibul. So Gemara, what's the raya? Maybe both mean dirt, both mean offer. Midi, gabi adori tanya, they're not written by each other. One of them that says with the aleph means with the ayin, and the other one also means with the ayin. So it's not a steer one to another. They both could be talking about dvorin de bagibul, but by dioy, maybe he would agree. Kvega has a kash over here, and he asks as follows. He says, what's the whole raya that it's according to Rebbe? That the achan is chayev. Maybe lo oilam, it's even according to Rabbi Yossi usually. But over here, the reason why it's us, according to Beis Shammai, because it's a din and shvisas kelim. And your kelim have to be shoivis even without a maisa being done. Even if you didn't do a maisa, even if it's not you doing the maisa, your kelim have to be shoivis. At the end of the day, the kelim, it's being absorbed together, the two minim, and that's a maisa lisha. So the kelim have to be shoivis and it should be also. So are those that ask on the Bikvega that according to Rabbi Yossi, where there's no issa lisha until you do the maisa gibul, so maybe there's no issa shvisas kelim either. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a maisa lisha until you are megabel. So if there's no maisa lisha, so then there's no issa shvisas kelim vaitas. So what's Bikvega's kasha? So lechari, that's not shver. All Rabbi Yossi is saying that it's not called a maisa lisha by merely putting in the water. But rather you have to do the maisa gibel yourself. But avada on its own, it gets absorbed, the two species, and the maisa lisha is taking place. It's misarv yachat. Just you're not chayev until you do the maisa lisha. But if you're going with tzachvisas kelim, that's b'kvegas kasha, then who cares that you didn't do a maisa? At the end of the day, the two species are being absorbed in the kli, and on its own, it's being lash. So then there's an issa shvisas kelim, it's at the kelim, at the end of the day, there's a lisha that's taking place on Shabbos, and that's b'kivegas kasha. What's the difference, manaf kamina, if it's Rebbe, or if it's a b'yoisi, at the end of the day, your kelim are not being shoivis, because eventually lisha is taking place in your kelim on their own. And there's no difference if you did it or not. Zogt gemar weiter, tonu rabbonon.
Poiskin mayim legino, erev Shabbos im chashechi, you're allowed to put water into your gina, let your front yard be irrigated as long as you put it on before Shabbos. And that's Beis Hillel. We don't care about the maisa as long as it's done before Shabbos. You're allowed to put different incense, which is also a maisa of burning. It's a havoradik that it's happening as long as you do it Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to put gofris, also sulfur, also brings a special besomim. It senses into your kelim as long as you do it Erev Shabbos. Umis gafkin v'olchin kol haShabbos kulon. Umenichin kilar al gabe ayin, which is din refuah on Shabbos. A lot of put a kilar like a band-aid on top of the eye or a type of medicine. V'ispalnis al gabe mako, or even this dressing on the wound as long as it's done before Shabbos, because umis rabas v'lachs kol ayin kuloi. Aval ein noisin chitin l'teuchi chayim shalmayim. You're not allowed to put chitin in rechaim shalmayim, elo bichdei sheyitchnu b'oid yoyim. Here mitamol, even in Beisil Shita, that says there's no issa shvisas kelim, that says b'raisa. When it comes to chitin b'toch mayim, it's also, unless it's done b'oid yoyim. So, my timer, if you're going to Beis Shammai, everything should be also. If you're going to Beis Hillel, then why is chitin also? Omer Rabbe, a new din. Mipnei shemashmas koil. There's a din called afsha. It's mashmas koil. And if it's something that takes afsha, that's a mashmas koil, zogt Rashi, ika ziluso. It's a bizoyan. So others learn the Rashi, some learn it because of kvoit Shabbos dikadin. It's a bizoyan for Shabbos, ziluso of Shabbos, when it's afsha taking place. And others learn because people that pass by will think that you started this melacha on Shabbos. There's this ziluso that's taking place, the afsha, it looks like you're doing the melacha on Shabbos because of the noise. And that the Achrayim discussed, you asked about a timer. Even according to Beis Hillel, Reb Moshe and Tshuva holds that in things that make noise, an air conditioner, lemaisa, and that's a poshut bizman hazeh, it's an afshedik adin. Maybe the old air conditioner made a lot of noise, but definitely something that makes noise. You have a dishwasher that's going on its own. That's also, people think you put it on Shabbos. It's working with a timer. So the Achrayim discussed timers at length. If people know that it goes with a timer, then it won't be a problem. There's no zilusa. There's no chash that they think you did on Shabbos. Dishwashers don't go with timers. But other things, lights go with timers, ignis goes with timers, suddenly the hairs and the motor running and starting off on the outside of your home. That is this yisoid of a timer that even the mashmas coil, if it's known that it's going automatic, then you won't have the zilusa. So everything is very relative, but this is the nekudah that Beis Hillel agrees, even though I don't hold the shizis kalim, but I hold of the din of afsha, which is zilusa. The etzim din of Reb Chaim Shalmayim, so Rashi points out The kolshkein rechaim shel yad. It was specifically rechaim shel mayim, but for sure rechaim shel yad v'shel chamor. The other mitzvah al shvisas behemtoi. Because if it's a rechaim shel chamor, then it's your behema. You're for sure mitzvah on shvisas behemtoi. That's going to everyone. The chiddush is rechaim shel mayim, where it's shvisas kelim. So over here, Beis Hillel agrees because of the din of afsha, and that's what it has to be. Sheitchanenu mi boi joim. Zok de gemara omale Rav Yosef. So if Yosef told Rabbi, "Belema ma'amish m'shvisas kelim," meaning Rabbi is saying that the reason why Beis Hillel agrees there's a problem by Rechaim Shel Mayim is because of Afsha, even though he doesn't hold shvisas kelim. In fact, of Yosef say the reason that the Brais is because of shvisas kelim, and not the reason because of mashmas koil. On that Tosfos, Rabbi asks the kasha, "Belema ma'amish m'shvisas kelim v'im toimar." If Shvisas Kelim is according to Beis Shammai, so what's Rav Yosef's kasha? Isn't it better to zetzain like Rabbi does that it's because of Hashmas Koil and Osik Beis Hillel? So why? What's the kasha that Omer Rav Yosef Veleima Shvisas Kelim? Rabbi's teretz is even according to Beis Hillel. Shvisas Kelim is the raisa that's going to Beis Shammai. So why would you want to zetzain Beis Shammai say Hashmas Koil Beis Hillel? Adem zoktoisus v'yesh loymar de lo yisvila l'Rav Yosef tamid Hashmas Koil. Yosef doesn't hold of the reason of Hashmas Koil at all, and he rather zetzan beis shamay shvisas kelim than Hashmas Koil beis Hillel, because he doesn't hold of the problem of Hashmas Koil. And now toisus mechadish this yisoid that this is yisoid of machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef. What's the yisoid of the issa according to beis shamay? Venila zoktesis. The rabbi saw by the time of the Bishama Lamish Shvisas Kalim. Rabbi held it wasn't going to at all because of Shvisas Kalim. Elo saw by the time of the Bishama the Gazrinon Dilma Osalim Evid Bishabbos. It's a gzera. You might come to do it on Shabbos. If you do a melacha that's permissible on Friday, but if there's not enough time to finish it on Friday, there's a gzera, you might do it on Shabbos. That is the reason why Rabbi says why Bishama holds that it has to be done by Oid Yoim. Not because of Shvisas Kelim, but rather because it is Gzeira. And Rav Yosef Gufa holds that no, Taimed de Beis Shammai is Shvisas Kelim, not a Gzeira Dikadin. It's a Shvisas Kelim Dikadin. That's the sheet of Tosis, the Yisoid of Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. But al Kaparim, Rav Yosef has a kasha, Vilema Mamish Shvisas Kelim, say Shvisas Kelim. The Tanya that we know is a parish of Shvisas Kelim. Uvechola Shomati Alechem Tishomeru. Le Rabbi Shvisas Kelim. It's Ma'ab Shvisas Kelim. As Rashi says, Dichsiv Le El Mino. It says before that. Leman Yenuach Shocha V'Chamorcha. So besides Shvisas Behemta, Uvechol Asher Amati Aleichem, it's coming to Ma'ab Shvisas Kelim too. So, in fact, Yosef Kash and Rabbi, why do you say the reason that Braise is because of Hashmas Koil? Say Shvisas Kelim. Elo Ma'ab Yosef, Bishum Shvisas Kelim. The reason is Shvisas Kelim. The hashta the amrit le Beis Hillel is le Shvisas Kelim. Now the Gemara is assuming that this Raisa remains according to Beis Hillel, and it's because of Shvisas Kelim, and Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa. So what's planned at the beginning of the Raisa? Gofris umugme, my time is shoru. Why is it allowed? Why are allowed to put the sulfur? Why are allowed to have all these things taking place on Shabbos? Lechari Shvisas Kelim is also the Raisa. Of them enter the Gemara, my time is shoru. Mishum like the loyka of it Maisa. There's no Maisa done in the Kli. It's taking place passively. It's not like a maisa that's done in the Kli itself. Unin shel pishtun, my time is shoru. Why unin shel pishtun mutter to be shoru? Bishum lo ovid maisa. Again, it's not a maisa being done. It's passive. Umenach naicha. It's on its own. It's sitting there. It's sitting there. The liquids gets absorbed, and the dye gets absorbed. The tzvi or the bishul, whatever's taking place, it's passive on its own. It's not a maisa that the Kli is doing. What about Metzudas Chai V'Oved Dogim that is Mutter Kong to Beis Hillel even though he holds of Shvisas Kelim the Raisa? L'choy over here, it's Ka'ovid Maisa. If it's doing a Maisa, because Tzeder is a Maisa, it's not Menech Naicha, it's not passive. It's not that the dyes are automatically being absorbed or the Libun is taking place on its own and the Kli is not doing anything. Tzeder Gufa means that the Kli is trapping. A mouse trap shuts, and that's how it catches the animal. So there is a Maisa being done by Tzeder. So if it is a Maisa done in the Kli, so if it is L'choyra, why is it Mutter? Well, my time is showing the reason why it's mutter is Hosam Nami Beluchi Vikuki. We're talking about specific type of traps. Traps for fish. Like a fish, it bites onto a hook. There's no maisa done in a trap, in a fish bites onto the hook. It's not like a mouse trap where the kli itself is doing a maisa. No, it's the passive again mitzad the kli. The fish is biting onto the hook, or it goes into a net where it's wide on one side and narrow on the other. He goes in, but he can't get out. So in mele, again, it's not a maisa being done in the kli, and that's the specific case where it's mutter to do tzeda according to Beis Hillel when you do it on, right before Shabbos, even though it's taking place on Shabbos. It's not called shvisas kelim and isav shvisas kelim because there's no maisa in the kli. Zogdi Gemara, Vahashta, the Omer Aveshit is another shita. That Aveshit is the one that says, Omer Avasi, that man tona shvisas kelim de reisa. It's not like we just said Beis Hillel and it's loikovit maisa. And the Rechaim Shamayim is only because of Avshin. No. The reason why it's shvisas kelim is according to Beis Shammai. The Omer Aveshit, Omer Avasi, man tona shvisas kelim de reisa is Beis Shammai, veloi Beis Hillel. So then now you don't have to say this whole difference between Maisa and not. So Lebei Shammai Ben Kovet Maisa Ben Lekovet Maisa. It doesn't make a difference if there's a pool of done mitzat the Kli itself, or if it's passive, it's irrelevant. The fact that there's a Kalim, a Melach is being done on the Kalim on Shabbos, so then it's Asa. And that's why he asks Unin Shel Pishton, he asks all these things, if it's done, even if there's no Maisa in the Kli itself. Mashenka Lebei Hillel, Kong to Beis Hillel, I forgot the Kovet Maisa. Even if there's a maisa done in the kli, still it's shari, still it's muta. Because now we're saying, according to this shita, Beis Hillel argues on shvisas kelim in ganzen. He doesn't hold the shvisas kelim at all. So then even with the maisa, it's muta. And Rabbi Zayi Rechaim Shamayim, you don't have to say that it's because of Afsha. You can say Rechaim Shamayim is taka according to Beis Shammai, and it's dafka according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, even Rechaim Shamayim is muta. You don't have to come out to the reason of Afsha. Rabbi Hillel holds shvisas kelim is muta, bein David Maisa, bein David Maisa, and Beis Shammai holds shvisas kelim is also, even if there's no Maisa. Now the din of shvisas kelim according to Beis Shammai, it has to be a kli, meaning if the reason is because of Kalim, then the Tanur, the Rajbe says, other Rishonim say, it's Dafka a Tanur that's metaltal, that's not Mechubal Karka, because it's a Din of Shvisas Kalim, it has to be a Shem Kli. Masha Einkein, if it's a Mechubal Karka, then it won't be called Kalim. That's really dependent the way Tosis learns the Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Yosef, is it because of Shvisas Kalim or Gzeira? If it's Shvisas Kalim, then it has to be Dafka metaltalin, and it can't be a Tanur that's Mechubal Karka. But if it's because of a Gzeira that you might come to do on Shabbos, so then even by Mechubal Karka you have this gzeira. That would be the Nafkamina. Okay, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Daf Yud Ches Omid Aleph.